Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
The Environmental Protection Agency moves to allow mine dumping in waterways. The Environmental Protection Agency has drafted new rules that would let mining companies dump waste from mountaintop coal mining operations into rivers and streams, the Washington Post reported last Friday. The proposed rules are aimed at lifting regulations prohibiting mining companies from disposing of material considered waste, including rock and dirt, into nearby waterways, the newspaper said. Mountaintop coal mining has been limited by federal rules and court challenges aimed at restricting how much of the waste from these operations can be dumped in waterways. According to a draft final rule prepared jointly by the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers, the administration would eliminate that waste exclusion, the report said. The White House has been supportive of efforts to help the mining industry, but has not approved the final plan, officials told the newspaper. If approved, the proposed rules would provide a major boost for coal mining operations in West Virginia and Kentucky and stepped-up hard rock mining in western states. The newspaper said the proposed changes would undermine efforts by environmentalists and community groups to fight mountaintop mining operations that they say cause unacceptable damage to rivers and streams. Administration officials described the proposed rules as basically an effort to bring the core rules into line with their interpretation of the Clean Water Act, the paper said. Officials told the Washington Post there is nothing in the act that prohibits the dumping of such mining waste in rivers and streams, played down any threat to the environment. The changes would harmonize the definition the Corps has been operating under with that of the EPA, said Greg Peck, an EPA official who has been involved in the rulemaking. But officials of the environmental group's Natural Resources Defense Council on Earth Justice, who obtained copies of the final draft rules last Thursday, described them as a major departure in policy, the Post said. The groups believe the new rules could significantly weaken their legal case in fighting mountaintop mining operations in West Virginia and Kentucky. And we thank the Washington Post and Reuters News Service. Supreme Court backs environmental regulators in takings case. The April 24th edition of the Washington Post reported that the Supreme Court has ruled that the Constitution does not require governments to pay compensation to landowners when agencies temporarily prohibit them from building on their land, a decision that strengthens the hand of environmental regulators against the conservative-led property rights movement. The case involved property owners in the Lake Tahoe Basin who were prohibited from building while the local planning agency figured out how to stop algae from clouding the lake's waters. The building moratorium lasted less than 2 years. By a vote of 6-3, the court rejected the argument of a group of California property owners that government freezes on development are tantamount to official seizures, known in legal parlance as takings, of private property and require compensation. Rather, the court held that such claims must be considered case by case, balanced against other factors such as the duration of a development moratorium and the government's reasons for it. In previous cases, the Supreme Court had been receptive to property owners' claims of takings, but this ruling signaled that the court's past support was not unqualified and that a majority of the justices may not share the property rights movement's most ambitious goals. We have not had the Supreme Court in any recent takings case talking about the necessity for government regulation of land use for preserving the environment, and Justin Stevens laid out the rationale, said Richard Lazarus, a professor of environmental law at Georgetown University who represented regulators in this case. That is going to be important both to planners and the lower courts. Earth First Radio News thanks the Washington Post and State Environmental Resource Center Wildlands Report number 17. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.